Welcome to the Keeping It Real Estate Show. This is a live call-in show, and I'm your host, Luke Lewis, along with my co-host, Tiffany Young, where we dive into everything real estate, from buying and selling to making smart investments. Our mission? To educate and keep you informed on the latest happenings in your local market. We're glad to have you with us. Let's get started. Welcome to Keeping It Real Estate, the show where we keep it real about all things real estate. I'm your host today, Luke Lewis.
And I'm Tiffany Young. And so whether you're buying or selling or just curious about the market, we're here to give you all of the insights that you need. Mm-hmm. So today we're diving into a big topic, the mistakes that first-time home buyers often make.
Yes, and buying your first home is so exciting. It's one of the most exciting things that you'll get a chance to do in your life, but mm-hmm. it's also easy to stumble if you're not prepared. So before we get into our discussion and topic today, just to give you a little bit of information about who we are with Treasure Coast Realty Group, and our office is located in downtown Fort Pierce, right here on the Treasure Coast. Also, you can find us online at Instagram at Treasure Coast RG, or visit us on the web at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com. And as a reminder, folks, this is a live call-in show. So if you'd like to have any discussion or you want to get in and talk a little bit about the topic that we're covering today, we encourage you to give us a call and let's talk about it at 772-221-1100. Again, that number is 772-221-1100. We'd love to hear from you and your opinion on this topic today. So let's dive in.
So yes, let us get into it.
But hey, before Tiffany, we didn't get a chance to ask you how you're doing. I know she does this every week. Like, we start off here, she make me promise her before we come on air, like, don't ask me how I'm doing. And I honestly, folks, every time I say, okay, I won't do it today, but I'm going to ask you because the weather's changed a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know how you're,
you know what,
getting through this.
And, I'm loving it inside. When I'm inside the house, yeah. I love it. When I'm inside the office and I have okay. my little space heater
yeah.
that I put on, I'm loving that. It's toasty.
Listeners, we have the heater on in the office and she has a space heater on under the desk. So this month she gets the electric bill.
I'll take it. It's worth it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's get into it.
All right. Let's go.
But before we do, let's talk briefly about something people often overlook, which are the pros of renting versus owning.
Okay.
You know, before we get into the mistakes that first-time home buyers make, I just wanted to talk about that because it's like one of the biggest debates in real estate. We've actually talked about it on this show. Maybe first episode, I think it was. Yeah.
We did.
You know, while owning a home is often seen as the ultimate goal, like, we know that renting also comes with its own set of advantages, right?
Yeah. Yep. And for renting, one of the things that comes with, you have a lot of flexibility. If you're not sure where you want to be rooted or if you're going to stay where you are, if you're thinking of possible career changes or anything that would cause you to want to need to relocate,
rent
is a good option to take until you decide exactly like where you want to grow, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. Plus, you know, as a renter, you're not responsible for maintenance and repairs usually. And you know, if the water heater breaks or if you have a leaky roof, you know, definitely that's usually the landlord's responsibility and they pay for it, you know?
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest things you see.
Yeah. And, they fix it and pay for it.
Yeah. You just leave in the morning, you make a little request on the portal, and you come home at 5 or 6 in the evening, and the maintenance genie has come
set
to
it
work
and forget it. You even forgot. Oh, wow. This works.
Yeah. Done this thing. And let's not forget another benefit of renting is lower upfront costs. So, in order to, when you're thinking of considering buying a home, you've got closing costs, you've got fees, you've got
down
insurance,
payments.
Down payments.
Yeah.
You've got all those items that are attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be rather costly on the front end,
mm-hmm.
you know, having to save that money. Where on the other end, when you're considering renting, most cases it's going to be a first, last security type scenario, which is equivalent in most cases to 3 months rent and, you're in.
Yeah, that makes it easier for a lot, most people to manage. Yeah. You know, and let's not forget that renting can also give you access to certain amenities that you may not be able to afford as a homeowner in your new complex.
Yeah.
You know, like a pool, a gym, a concierge.
Oh, wait a minute. Stop
or
right
even
there.
Valet.
Yeah, James, pull the car around front, please.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
But you know what? I've seen a lot of millennials lately on TikTok talking about regretting purchasing a home and how overwhelming it's been. You know, they're thinking about going back to renting.
Mm.
So, sort of like the mass millennial exodus from home buying back to renting, you know?
No, it is.
Because of all of the costs that they really didn't know about and that they really didn't truly prepare for. And, you know, and also all of the amenities that they can get in an apartment. You know, of course, like what we just said, the maintenance is just, a free phone call away.
Yeah. So let's put a quarter in the meter for a minute. Let's talk about just a little bit of that. And one of the things on the maintenance and those other things, and we're not talking anybody away from ownership, but we're going to cover one of the topics that would help you in the event
you have
something. Be prepared.
Preparation.
Yeah. And if you're prepared and something takes place, then you don't have any regrets of home ownership.
Yeah.
But also on the flip side, owning a home builds equity over time, right?
For sure.
And it gives you control over your living space. You don't have to ask anybody if you can paint the walls green or blue. You can come
inside.
Inside. What's wrong with outside?
Listen, do not be my neighbor.
Okay. Or if you want to make modifications on the inside or some other changes, like when it's yours, you can do whatever you like. But it's not always the best choice for everyone when you think about it. That's why it's important when you're just making that decision on whether you're going to rent or purchase that you weigh the pros and the cons based on your lifestyle, but more importantly, your financial situation.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. So let's dive into the common mistakes that first-time home buyers make.
Let's go.
But, you know, first mistake on the list is definitely not getting pre-approved for a mortgage before starting your home search. You know, like Luke, this one's huge.
Extremely huge, right? A pre-approval is going to show sellers, number one, that you're serious. And more importantly, you know, it gives you a clear idea of what you can afford. I've seen too many times and too often when we have first-time home buyers come into the office interested in getting into their first home and they start their house hunting, they want to do it without knowing their budget. And then there's this list of things.
Yeah, they're like, oh, so
I want this.
Of course, we always ask what you're pre-approved for. They're like, oh, you know, I want to spend $400.
Yeah.
We love that. That's what you'd love to spend. Yeah. But let's go and find out what you can actually afford.
Yeah. And, you know, not knowing what that number is can lead to disappointment or even worse. People can slide in and find themselves getting in over their heads after a period of time.
Yeah. And, you know, we want to remind everyone that, you know, people always talk about getting pre-qualified. I'm pre-qualified. I'm pre-qualified. But pre-qualification isn't the same as a pre-approval. Pre-approval is more detailed and carries a little bit more weight. Luke?
Yeah, Tiffany, go into that one.
No, you break it down for everyone. Definitely.
Okay. Yep. So the difference in one and the other is, one, you walk in and you say, listen, I'm interested in purchasing a home and I want to come to you and find out just how much home I can get. So there's some basic information that's just taken, right? And pre-qualified is, okay, they'll get that and we'll take, what do you make? How much you make? What are your debts? Who do you owe? How much are you, you know, thinking about spending? And you give that set of numbers. And it's all based on everything that's not verified, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you get pre-approved, they're taking all of the information that you've given them and they're
like
vetting.
Your income, your credit history,
everything.
Your debt.
Everything.
Your assets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they're vetting that information.
Through underwriting. Through preliminary underwriting phase.
Which says, you know, yep, they make X amount of dollars. And yep, they only have X amount of dollars in credit card debt. And then, yep, their credit score is exactly what they said it is. So when all those factors are brought together, it puts you in a position to make a serious, serious offer on a home. And it lets everybody know that you're ready to go.
And it helps them determine the amount that you're eligible for and the interest rate you may qualify for.
Money costs money.
Yeah, which gives you a competitive edge as a buyer, because sellers often prefer and sometimes request that offers, the offers that they receive from buyers come with a pre-approval.
Yeah, because, so they don't waste their time.
Yeah, it shows that you've already done the legwork, and you know there's less risk of the deal falling through.
Yeah.
Less risk.
Nothing's worse than negotiating, going through all of the schematics and finding out at the end of the day that the deal is not going to work because something took place and you're being in a position to take on the deal and get the financial component part of it done. So, and let's not forget, Tiffany, that the pre-approval can also help you identify financial roadblocks. I've seen a lot of situations and circumstances where people had no idea certain things were on their credit report.
Right, yeah.
And no idea what their credit score was.
Mm-hmm.
So if your credit score needs improvement, or if you're carrying too much debt, you're going to know before you're too deep in the home buying process, and then you'll have the opportunity to get those things worked out so you're not so deeply invested in buying a home and then find out later that you can't make it happen because that part of the information that you need is just not in the right position at the right time.
Yeah, and with the pre-approval process, you know, just to move things along, just be honest with your lender during this process.
It's going
to
all come out.
Yeah, any discrepancies between what your application says and what reality is can cause issues later on down the road.
Yeah. Shop around for a mortgage lender too, folks. Don't just stop and take and ask some pre-qualifying questions.
Get some referrals.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Transfer credibility is fantastic. And interview them. Don't just say, I'm looking and I need you to run some numbers on me. Ask them about their success. Ask them about some of the things that they've done or people that they've helped and some of the programs that they have.
Yeah, you should feel comfortable with the lender that you choose.
Because there are various options out there
for sure.
That if you don't fit in one program, you can fit into maybe another one. And the interest rates and the term, just so you know, can vary significantly based on the overall credit score that you have and save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan.
Yeah, for sure.
And just have some dialogue with them, because when you got the right one, you're going to feel comfortable enough to give them information. And they'll also work with you to help you get into position in the event that something needs to take place before you close.
For sure.
Yeah. So just a reminder once again, this is a live call-in show where we take calls on the air and we can discuss any questions or anything.
Yeah, we'd love to hear about your first-time home buying
experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then call-in number is 772-221-1100. Again, that number is 772-221-1100.
Mm-hmm. So listen, let's not forget about this mistake here, which is not factoring all the additional costs that comes along with homeownership.
Yeah. Not just the mortgage, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got property taxes and they're dynamic. They're not static.
Mm-hmm.
You've got homeowners insurance. Mm-hmm. We all know in Florida, that's a moving target these days because of severe weather, storms, and other things that can impact it. And you've got on your end, outside of the mortgage, you've got maintenance that can come up and have its own little set of surprises. Not only that, but there's HOA fees if applicable. And don't forget your closing costs, you know, things you got to pay to the lender, and also like PMI.
Yeah, if you put down under 20%, you have to carry mortgage insurance. So that's also tacked on.
Yeah.
So closing costs alone can be a shocker for some people, right? It's typically a percentage of the home's purchase price. And that can be a big chunk of change. And that, along with, of course, the maintenance cost and unexpected expenses and repairs, can really, you know, be shocking to some people if they don't really plan for it in advance. You know, not to just rush into the process, but be prepared and know your numbers.
Yeah, good rule of thumb, Tiffany, I've always expressed and I've lived by is to have a buffer, right? Don't stretch yourself so thin that anything like a leaky roof or something else can turn into a financial crisis, because you've got to make those repairs to things like that of such and other things in the house, sinks, faucets, toilets. Just there's so many things that could take place that you didn't expect outside of the mortgage that if you haven't saved any money for it, it could create this huge suction inside the home of financial stress.
Yeah. So let's move on to another mistake that we often see is, you know, not shopping around before making a decision. And on the flip side, looking at too many homes. because, you know, analysis paralysis, right?
Yeah. And don't run so fast that you run into what I call FOMO, right? The fear of missing out, that you see something, you go, gotta have it right now, gotta have it right now. And you jump on it so quickly that you didn't get a chance to vet everything else or see the one that's really actually waiting for
you. On your list, you know?
On your list,
so,
right?
Yeah.
Yep. So whether it's comparing mortgage lenders or exploring different neighborhoods, even checking out multiple properties, take the time to shop around. And if you do, that can save you some money and definitely a whole lot of stress.
Yeah, like we spoke to when it comes to lenders, you know, shop the interest rates. Yeah. Because we already told you the process, but we're going to have someone in hopefully next week to talk with us about the home lending process a little better. But, you know, like we mentioned, small difference in interest rates can add up to thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. So shop that as well as shopping the home. Make sure that it's as close to what you want without overpaying or without sacrificing.
Yeah. And mentioning it, going back to that small difference in the interest rate can add up to thousands of dollars. That's why you see so much turmoil. Like when the interest rates go up, people are really wondering like, okay, can I afford and can I not afford home? And I've seen people with the same income, same house, if the interest rates pops up 1 or 2%, find themselves from being able to afford and in a position where they can no longer afford simply because the interest rates went up 1 to 2. So that's something to be considerate of.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And just make sure that you're spending time visiting different areas as well. Don't be afraid to expand a little bit outside of your radius.
Right.
You'll be surprised at what you find. And you just might find a hidden gem that fits your budget and lifestyle better than the one that you had on your original target
list. Yeah, just going a few minutes outside of your target area may make all of the difference.
Yeah.
You know, and as for the home itself, sometimes the first property that you see may be the right one.
Maybe.
But if you make a list and you put your must have or I want to have, and you know, and if it doesn't seem right, don't just settle for the first property that you see. Take a time and compare the homes carefully because each property, of course, will have its pros and cons. And the more options you see, maybe the clearer your decision will become. Or maybe if you're the type of person and you know that looking at too many properties are going to destroy your chances of making a decision, don't do it. You know, make a list. Look at a few, and if you already saw what you were looking for and all of the other factors are in play, like it's priced properly, it's in a great area, just, you know, sometimes it's good to take the plunge. Of course, if you're financially prepared for it.
What have you seen when you think about some of the first-time home buyers that you've done business with? What have been some of the things that they've said on their list that were must-haves that you think maybe could come off and move to a want-to-have? Anything at all that stands out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. Like I have to have a 2-car garage. Like especially as a first-time home buyer, sometimes that's, you know, that sounds good. You know, it's good, all good and well. But sometimes, you know, you have to make a sacrifice. If everything else is what you want in the home, then definitely that's something that you can live without. But if it's not, then, you know, I understand that. But like having a huge island, that's another one. Like I need a huge island in my kitchen.
Yeah.
It's like, listen, go to Home Depot and get one of those portable
islands. Right?
And you better make it work. You know, just get the home and make it what you can with what you have.
Yeah. So many decisions to make when it's your first home.
Yeah, you know. But also, you know, something that I wanted to point out with shopping around, sometimes buyers overlook the neighborhood as a whole, you know? You're not just buying the house, you're buying into a community.
Yeah. That's, you know, that one's important, right?
Yeah.
You're not just buying that house, you're buying everything that comes around it, to the left, to the right, in the front, in the back. So it's a good idea when you're considering and you narrow it down to a home. This is when you need to start spending time checking out the area at different times of day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go during the day, in the morning, pop by there sometimes in the evening or at night, maybe go in the middle of the day, you know, see what's going on. Research the schools in the area, see what they're like, you know, what kind of grades that they're getting, the scores.
And the commute times. Those school zones, if you have to go to work in the morning, you have to know that if you live between two schools, you have to drive slowly and be prepared for that extra traffic. Yeah.
And amenities. How far is it to get to the grocery store or the pharmacy? And what are those little things around you that are important to you that all of a sudden you realize, oh my, in order to get there, I need to pack up the car, make sandwiches, put two thermoses in the back, and, you know, enough clothes to change for 2 days to go get grocery. Well, I over-exaggerated.
But anyway, also see if there are cars parked on the street at night, you know, or right? Or alternatively, if anyone's outside washing their or fixing their cars in the driveway.
Yeah.
So you have to think about all the things like, is this somewhere that you think long term? Will this neighborhood still meet your needs in about 5 years or so, you know?
Yeah, that's a great point, Tiffany. A little research up front can save you a lot of something else later.
Yeah.
Including regrets.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Okay.
So next.
Yeah, before we go on, let's give that number out again just to make sure our listeners who are just joined the show have it. And this is Keeping It Real Estate, and I'm your host, Luke Lewis.
Tiffany Young.
And we're having a show tonight on most common mistakes that first-time homeowners make. And if you'd like to call in and have some commentary on the topic, the call-in number is 772-221-1100. And again, that number is 772-221-1100.
Yeah, let's Tiffany, move on to the next mistake. And that's skipping the home inspection.
Oh, this is a big no-no.
Mm-hmm.
You never skip the home inspection.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the inspection is your chance to uncover any hidden issues with the property.
Mm-hmm.
And it might cost a few hundred dollars up front to get it done because it's not a requirement, but it's worth every single penny that you spend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without an inspection, you can end up with costly repairs down the line. You know, no one really wants to discover major issues after moving in that they could have avoided.
Yeah, and I've talked to a lot of homeowners that acquired their homes, that loved their homes, but found themselves in a position where they didn't like that they made the move only because they ran into costly repairs after they got into the house that is draining them.
That they could have found out up front,
right up
and
front.
They could have used as leverage to negotiate with the seller for some sort of seller concessions or even to do that repair before conveying title.
Or make a decision, Tiffany, to just maybe I should pass on this one and go to the next.
And go to the next, for sure. You know, and even if you're buying new construction, don't skip the inspection. You know, just because a home is brand new doesn't mean it's flawless. And
that's
even
right.
though there's a builder's warranty that's often offered, builders can make mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes, not saying that this happens often, but sometimes, you know, builders cut corners to stay on schedule. You know, and a home inspector can catch issues like improperly installed HVACs or electrical problems or even poor drainage around the foundation. Luke,
we just
past weekend. Yeah,
was it
Friday?
It was Friday. We had that closing. It was Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did a closing on Friday where we went with a buyer to a home, new construction. You know, no one has ever lived in it. It's been completed for 2 months. At the front of the home where the gutter was draining down. It was pointed down into
the foundation.
Into the foundation.
Yeah, so it wasn't properly
There was no sand
position.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking right at the foundation.
Not to mention a couple other things that we, you know, discovered. Yeah. But, you know,
and these things not intentional.
Of course not. Things happen. You know, sometimes they're like, okay, we can come back and fix that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it doesn't really happen.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
You know, and normally if issues are found in a new build, you can usually get the builder to fix them before closing, which can save you time and hassle later.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And again, you know, these things are not intentional by any means. I mean, we're 100% sure of that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many things, especially with a brand new home, after the pad is put down, the foundation support, the house is built, the house starts settling. And then some things take place and then they start little cracks and things. So those are little things that you can help yourself get conveyed and communicated.
Yeah, and
to
having an inspector review the property really gives you peace of mind and ensures that everything's up to standard before you move in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bottom line, no matter how perfect a house looks, an inspection is always a smart investment.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. So listen, this next mistake is a tricky one. And, you know, it's like letting your emotions drive your decisions. Yeah, you know, a home purchase can be an emotional one, but sometimes we have to err on the side of logic, right?
I'm guilty as charged on that one. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy to fall in love with a house that has a perfect kitchen or amazing backyard or a pool like I did. You know, I bought a house and I lived in it 5 years, and I can tell you out of the 5 years, I think I went swimming 10 times.
What about the kids?
They did. I'm glad you brought that up, because first of all, they didn't have to pay the mortgage, so who cares about whether they swim or not? Secondly, now that you brought that up, I think I'm going to send them all a bill, you know, for their share of the mortgage payments for 6 months.
Let's see if they take your calls.
They probably won't. They don't take my calls now.
Yeah.
Okay. But if it's out of your budget or in the wrong location, it's just not worth it.
Yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, we've seen emotions play a role, like sometimes in a good way and in a bad way. Sometimes, you know, buyers can get upset and say, you know, I'm not going to do it because I don't like how I was treated. Or I don't, you know, sometimes taking the emotions out of it, stepping back and saying, you know, is this the home that I really want? You know?
Yeah.
So remember, you know, there'll always be another house.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And remember, there are lots of houses out there. Just don't rush into something just because it feels perfect in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Buying a house is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll make in your lifetime. Take your time.
Yeah, definitely.
So, all right, let's do a quick recap, Tiffany, of the mistakes first-time home buyers often make, just so everybody's got this. And if you need a second to grab something to write it down with or put it in your phone, now's that time. So
yeah, and we're saying mistakes just because we want to help you avoid it, so that when you go into that, the process of purchasing your home, you're prepared. And we can say start with the pre-approval. Don't skip it. Don't start shopping around without knowing what you can afford and securing a competitive edge with the sellers by walking into a contract with a pre-approval.
Yep. Number two, not factoring in all the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it's more than just your mortgage. There are taxes, insurance, maintenance, and closing costs to account for.
Mm-hmm.
And also not shopping around before buying. Mm-hmm. Compare the lenders, the neighborhoods, and properties to make the most informed decision property.
Yeah. Don't overlook the neighborhood. Research the communities, the schools, and amenities to ensure it's a good fit for your long-term needs. And don't skip the home inspection, even on new construction.
And don't let emotions take over. Stay focused on your needs and your budget, and don't let the dream of a perfect home cloud your judgment.
Great summary. Listen, we hope that these tips can help some first-time home buyers avoid some of the most common pitfalls. And we are happy that you tuned in this week with us.
Happy, happy, happy.
Yes. And we hope that this helps you feel a little more prepared as you embarked on your home buying journey.
Okay. Well, listen, folks, we want to thank you for coming and tuning in and riding along with us. And make sure it's a big decision. Do it with the right approach.
Thanks for tuning in. Good night.
Good night.
You've been listening to the Keeping It Real Estate Show with your hosts, Luke Lewis and Tiffany Young. Thanks for tuning in as we explored everything you need to know about buying, selling, and investing in real estate. Our mission is to keep you informed and ahead of the curve in today's market. Be sure to join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for more expert insights, tips, and local market updates. You can always reach us at 772-510-6801 or by visiting our website at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com. Until then, stay informed, stay inspired, and of course, keep it real in real estate.
Faith is that confidence for what you do not yet see, and the assurance of it, that it is going to happen. In fact, Jesus said that you can speak to a mountain and it has to move. Mountain of doubt, mountain of fear, some obstacle that you don't know how to get around. He says, speak to it and tell it to leave.
They say faith can move a mountain. mountain, but it looks so tall. And your heart is full of doubt because you feel so small. You keep staring at the peak of what's been in your way. Paralyzed by every problem that you hope will change. Keep looking higher, higher, higher. Keep looking higher, higher, higher. Over the